Nick, congratulations. Fantastic display. There was a huge turning point after just about 5 minutes, I suppose, because you held out PVC from getting a try. And then, you know, both sides were pretty nervous at the start. But once you got into it, you really took your chances, particularly in the first half.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was always going to be the case. The cup final, you know, the crowds were really loud. I couldn't actually believe it, how loud the crowd was on the sidelines. So fair play to the lads. But huge opportunity for Prez in the first couple of minutes, going 40, 50 yards after a handling error by us, but absolutely awesome recovery tackle by Jed, or 15, and to not only get him down but also stop him and stop his momentum running at full speed was top class defending. Yeah.
Okay, 14-0 up at halftime. You took your chances. What was the message at halftime then?
I suppose the message was the breeze had kind of died down at that stage, fortunately, because we were playing with it the first half. So at halftime, we were kind of just saying, keep doing what we're doing, keep the ball in hand, pick and choose our moments to put the ball in behind. And then when we did get the lead, I suppose it was more of a put the ball in behind now and keep doing that, you know.
Okay, 19-7, they got it back to. Were you any bit worried at that stage if they got another try? But you got to try straight away, really, to put the game to bed.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't really worried in that it was against the run of play, and it was kind of our own error in that we messed up our own line-out. So, no, I wasn't worried, but frustrated, but not worried. No, I always believed in the lads. I mean, if you've seen us in the semi-final and what they did in the last 3 minutes to come back and to win that game, we have huge confidence in this group. So, yeah.
The semi-final qualifier win over them, did that give you a lot of confidence, or especially when you knew you were going to face them in the final?
It did. I suppose it gave the players confidence. We knew that there was still a huge task ahead of us. They're a really good team, and they're unbelievable coaches on the sideline as well, who I know too well. So we did know that they were going to be there waiting, and that they were going to be a lot better than they were in the first round. But I think we clicked here today, and that's what got us over the line, that we were firing on all cylinders. Which I don't think we've been doing so far in this cup campaign, and I think that was a point of difference today for us.
Yeah, how happy were you as a coach to get to the final? Not everything can go your way across the final, but you executed very well. Your kick chase early on was good. Maybe some of the lineups didn't go your way, but in general, I think he executed the skills that you wanted to execute at the right times. As a coach, that must be very rewarding.
Yeah, our first try there where we drew, we just straightened the line and played the ball through the hands, and Brandon got in the corner. We were absolutely over the moon because we do so much work on our skills and sitting down defenders, and we've been doing that all through lockdown and all through this year. So it's absolutely brilliant to see it come into play in a cup final and to actually work and get us a try, you know.
It didn't seem, certainly from our vantage point, that there was much nerves within both sides, really, but particularly your own side. Like, how would you prepare coming into this cauldron? And a lot of guys would never have even set foot in the pitch here before today, perhaps. How do you set them up for that game? And did you feel that they hit the ground running and they didn't let the occasion get to them?
Yeah, I suppose a couple of them would have played in Junior Cup. A number of them would have played in the Junior Cup here when they were underage for that. But other than that, I suppose it's the final, so we've played two really big games so far, and we've also played the Limerick schools in big derbies, which have drawn big crowds. But in general, this crowd they're a very confident bunch and very laid back and relaxed, until they do cross the whitewash, when they turn into different beasts, as you've seen around halftime there today, when there's people flying through the air to make tackles, So, like I said, they're a laid back bunch, and it doesn't take much to keep them grounded and to keep them from getting worked up.
And finally, as a teacher and I suppose as a rugman, how do you get these guys that are obviously kind of finished the school program now? How do you see them progressing in their future careers with clubs and maybe indeed with Munster in the future?
I mean, some of the guys who are finishing in sixth year this year, I have no doubt that some of them can go on and play professional rugby, and others will go on and play in the All-Ireland League, which isn't to a high standard as well with their clubs. So I think the most important thing about schools rugby, or finishing schools rugby, is that they stay involved. So whatever we need to do, or we have done, seeing those boys play rugby next year would be another huge bonus for us, you know.